Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Sam Legasek.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd.
This is the...
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to one of our mini-sodes. We haven't done one of these for a while, and for anyone... may have recently joined us, and Minnesota is just where me and Dan just have a good old catch up on stuff that we've been watching or listening to or playing recently, and just kind of update each other on what's going on. So Dan, what have you been doing? What's up?
I've been listening to a lot of Melvins lately.
Mm-hmm.
I got quite excited. They had a new album come out, which is under their Melvins 1983 lineup.
Okay.
So at this point in their career, they've got these like various iterations of the band and its lineup.
Right.
So Melvins 1983 is basically, it's meant to reflect what they looked like in 1983 when they first formed the band.
Okay.
So originally it was King Buzzo with Matt Lukin, mm-hmm. who went on to be in Mudhoney.
Yep.
He wasn't invited back for the 1983 project, though, because I think there's a bit of bad blood.
Right.
So Dale Crover plays bass, but they did track down the original drummer, Mike Dillard, who still lives in Aberdeen. Like, you know all these documentaries, like Nirvana documentaries, where they're like, there was nothing to do in Aberdeen other than become like a logger or an alcoholic. And it's like, yeah, this guy, I think he like operates machinery.
Of course. Yeah.
Buzzo's always like, we can't go on tour with Melvins 1983 because like Mike's got a full time job. Can't get time off from the sawmill. They released this album, but it was quite cool. They made like a little event around it because at the same time they put out some reissues.
Right.
So one of those was a reissue of their first album, Gluey Porch Treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a reissue of probably my favorite Melvins album, Hostile Ambient Takeover, which it came out in 2002, which was like the lowest point in terms of like vinyl sales.
Mm-hmm.
So it only came out on CD, so it's never been released on LP.
Right.
So that was really nice to have that vinyl. And I did a string of YouTube videos on my channel. So if anyone's listening, Melvins fans, go and find Dreadful Dan's discs.
The link is also in the episode descriptions as well. Let's check it out. Scroll down and have a look right now. Well, that's cool. Got a bit of your Melvin's fix then.
Yeah. It's kind of like set me then off to like filling in a few other gaps in my collection. I bought a few like rare 7-inch singles and things. And yeah, it's been like digging deep into their stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I saw when you were showing me me and Dan did little videos for each other. That's weird. Showing off our 12 inches.
Yeah.
There's some good looking stuff there that obviously you've excited you immensely.
That's it. I get into like a zone of like, you know, I've been a big Melvin's fan for like decades now, but you know, it kind of like comes and goes, and then you like get back into something and you get a bit obsessive about it for a while. So yeah, being a bit obsessive about them.
Nice.
Recently. So, long may that continue.
Yeah. I haven't really listened to much music stuff. The only music thing I've really, which is new, which I've just kind of played a lot, is I don't actually know if it's the artist or the album because I've never heard of them before, and it just got thrown up on my Spotify thing, which shows that sometimes the algorithms do work. But it was Ichiko Aoba. And it was released in 2020, and the album's called Windswept Adan.
Adan.
Windswept Adan. ADAN. Yeah. And it's very soft. It's very, like, quite ambient, and it's very, like,
that good.
I'm chilled. Like, yeah, it's just nice. It's nice.
Acoustic or electronic?
It's kind of electronic, a little bit, I guess. But it's very like plinky plonky at times, if that makes sense. But yeah, quite like that. And the only other thing I listen to, yeah, it's worth looking if you're in that mood or you're in the need for that, something like that. Yeah, well, exactly, right. And the only other thing is the Dark Souls soundtrack. I picked that back up again. I've been ever since I played it, and you know, talk about it all the time. But I've been playing. It's another thing. I've been playing Demon Souls recently on the PS5 that I got, great. So Demon Souls was the first game of that series.
Oh right.
So what happened was Sony basically released Demon Souls in Japan or whatever. And it kind of became a cult hit, but you know, whatever. Then Bandai Namco, the company you've probably heard of, been around a while, picked up the series, but they couldn't call it Demon Souls 2 or anything because Sony owned that IP.
Okay.
So they called it Dark Souls.
Right.
Then that became the kind of unofficial sequel to Demon Souls. But so Demon Souls was on PS3, PS3 only, and I had it on PS3 when it came out over here anyway. And I have kept hold of my PS3, even though I've got some cool games for it anyway, just to play Demon Souls. And then I heard it was getting a remade version by Blue Point Games, who did the Shadow of the Colossus remake. So again, it's not a remaster, it's a complete remake built from the ground up.
Wow.
Again, and it follows the same kind of strategy, gameplay, whatever, and all this is Dark Souls, even though it's not intrinsically linked to the world, let's say. And it's just great. It's just great to play. But anyway, kind of that's what I've been playing. It's kind of like a weird, it's like a hug from a friend who looks like, you know, someone that you've known for a long time. Somebody who looks like a family member or something like that. And it feels warm and familiar, yet a little bit weird. A little bit different.
How strange.
That's the worst way of describing it.
I'm a bit confused. Have you been playing a game or like engaging in some sort of weird sex game?
Yeah, well, I haven't been able to see anyone, so maybe that's got something to do with it. Just a hug generally would be quite nice. But yeah, it's really good. It's just kind of like, because I played it for about an hour on the original PS3 and I put it to one side. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. And it just kind of sat there. And the idea that it sat on my shelf for, it must have been like 6 years and I just never picked it up again. And now I'm like wetting my pants over the fact that I've now got this game on PS5. It's just surreal. After getting into Dark Souls a bit late in the day.
That's the pandemic talking.
But the PS5 is fucking big, man. It is a big console. It's huge.
Well, physically.
Physically big, yeah.
Big dimensions.
Very tall, if you stand it up. And it's been really good, actually. It's been great. But Demon's Souls has so far been the absolute highlight. It looks great. It just looks so nice. The main thing about it, and this might sound, to anyone, I know you don't really play the recent games, but there's a lot of the time where it's just like, you know, loading times are long these days. PS5, there's just like next to no loading times. By the time I turn it on to when I'm actually playing the game, it's probably like, I don't know, 12 seconds or something like that.
Yes. Whereas
normally, like with like the PS4 even, stuff like that, from turning it on to playing the game can take like a minute. So it sounds weird, but it's like, you know, just that kind of disappearing is great. And also, you know, we're playing other games on it, but yeah, I kind of get past that. But yeah, the Dark Souls soundtrack, I just kind of through playing Demon's Souls again, and then I was like, I'll listen to some of that Dark Souls stuff. So that's it, really. That's kind of what I've been listening to anyway, which isn't really that much.
See, I don't have that problem with the loading times because I'm just cartridge into the Sega Mega Drive. Within 2-3 seconds, I'm hearing Sega. And I'm right back there in 1991.
But it's true, though. There's that element of, you forget that you could just stick it in and you'd be playing straight away. And there's no updates or anything like that. But
you know what you've got. Yeah. Good solid hardware in your hand.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Decap Attack.
Mm, what is that?
Don't remember that one?
No.
I think it was quite an early... I think it was about 1991. So quite an early one on the system. Mega Drive or Genesis to some of you listening, hopefully.
Now I recognise the cover. I do recognise this game. I never played it, though.
Cover's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
I'm really enjoying it. I never completed it when I was a kid. I don't think I got very far. It's really dawning on me how bad actually I must have been at computer games at the time. Like, how was I stuck on that for so long? It's really good fun. So you are basically like a sort of lab creation of Dr. Frankenfurter.
God.
And Max Decap is like the villain who's threatening to break up the island or something. But basically, you're a headless torso. When you start each level, you're all wrapped in bandages, but your eyes are in your stomach.
Yeah.
And I think I like the versatility of like the gameplay. So it's just a basic platformer.
Yeah.
But you can kill enemies by like jumping on their heads, or you can go up to them and like you punch them with your stomach.
Right.
And as you go through the level, you have to try and like break open these kind of like tombstone things and pick up stuff. And sometimes you'll find a skull. And if you find it, he like puts it on and uses it as his head. And you can chuck it at people and it returns to you.
Right.
So there's just like that gameplay is really fun. And you can pick up, like potions and things that you use throughout the game. It's really colourful, vivid, really good, like big end level bosses that aren't too hard.
Right.
So it does feel like a little bit of a challenge, but at the end of the day, it's like it's not too hard the whole game. Don't know how the hell did so badly. Oh, and you can float as well, which is fun. So you can jump and you can keep tapping, and you can kind of like float your way through most of the level if you want to.
Okay. I never played this one.
Great. But if you get to the end and you haven't picked up like the item that you were meant to find, what I like is that normally a game would be like, no, you can't progress.
Yeah.
But it will let you fight the like final boss. And it's only when you like beat him and then you're ready to leave, it's like, no, you didn't find the object. You're like, oh crap, gotta go back and do all that.
Oh fuck.
But yeah, I've been sort of like playing through that. I haven't completed it yet, but next time is going to be the one.
Next time's the one. Oh, what a strange little game that is. Okay, cool. Well, I think, that's plenty for now. Thanks again for listening to us on this minisode. And do make sure that you tune in on the Sunday to hear the latest episode of Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. Dan, thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Ciao.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter Podcast Network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram at anewwinter, Twitter at anewwinter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/anewwinter. Thanks for listening and see you again soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.